Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What does it feel like to be a loner? Is being a loner and feeling lonely the same experience? Phil Spaulding describes himself as once being a loner and lonely, a life filled with fear and worry. He searched for meaning and significance. An experience in 1998 became a turning point for him. He's here to share his journey with us. We pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to, well, consider your journey. I'm talking about a journey of faith. Where are you at this moment in your life? Where are you with Jesus Christ? Is Christ a part of your life? Are you facing a difficult moment, a trying time, a tumultuous season in life? Hey, we all go through those moments. But do you know that in the midst of your challenging time, there is always hope? That hope is found in Jesus Christ. In Jesus, dear friend, who loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, my friend, the living Christ is calling you, maybe in a moment of loneliness, maybe as you feel like a loner, but there's hope in Jesus. So our prayer is that you would turn to him. That's our heart. That's our prayer for you. Phil Spaulding is a renowned photographer in Honolulu. He joins us. Phil, welcome to our show.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up until I was about 10 in Honolulu. Mm. I went to Hanauli School and enjoyed the environment here, you know, the way it was, bare feet and everything.
Yeah. What was it like? What was it like growing up, going to Hanauli? Maybe share a little bit about Hanauli School, but what was it like growing up there?
Well, it was... I didn't want to go to school, but I, you know, got dropped off, so what could I do?
Yeah.
And it was a wonderful place. Lots of, you know, kind of very happy children. I just remember shop, and I remember the library and reading was wonderful. We had a, Miss Palmer was the principal then, Louisa Palmer. Hmm. And it was a very happy place, very free.
Mm-hmm. Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
I'd have to say my father, although, you know how it is. Yeah, it was very physical, kind of loving relationship. I just was very comfortable as a kid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You mentioned to 10 years old, mm-hmm. and then where did you go from there?
Well, my mother and father were divorced, and I was sent with all my brothers and sisters into exile in Boston.
Boston. Mm. So what part? What part of Boston?
Cambridge. We lived on Francis Avenue for a while. Mm. And then I ended up going to Milton Academy, which is outside of Boston. Mm-hmm. On the South Shore.
And what was that experience like, going to Milton?
It was very hostile, cold. I didn't like it. I wanted to be home here. Mm. I was very unhappy there.
Phil, how many siblings?
No, I have five. I'm the sixth, so there are five other sibs.
So you're the baby of the bunch?
No, I'm the oldest.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
The experimental case.
So, but yeah. Phil, did all of the siblings go to Boston?
Well, four of us did. The Spauldings did. My mother remarried after being there a while. She married a fellow named Bill Lincoln, and she had two more children.
Okay.
Very New England.
Did you board? Were you a boarding student?
No, Yes, I was a boarding student. Even though my parents lived, or my mother and stepfather lived about 8 miles away, it was real exile.
Hmm. Mm. So what brought you back to Hawaii?
18 years old, came back. And it's interesting because I call my brothers and sisters defectors because they never have come back. They made a home in New England, which is a lovely place to visit, but it's not Hawaii.
Mm. Where do you think, Phil, you developed this love?
I don't know. That's a very strange. What do they call it today? Aloha aina. When I was growing up, we had a real attachment to the island of Molokai, where my father had a pineapple plantation there, and he negotiated with the homesteaders to lease their land and grew pineapple there, and that lasted till about 1960. And I guess during that time, you know, as a kid being very happy, I had a real draw to the land here.
Mm. Phil, did you get to come back in that period from 10 to 18 to visit your dad at all?
No.
Oh my. Okay.
Going back to it was real exile.
Yeah.
Oh no, it was. I used to listen to Hawaii Calls. You could hear the water, you know, Webley Edwards.
Webley Edwards.
Yeah. Yeah.
You could hear the water. It was wonderful.
You're dating yourself, you know, and me.
I remember the first time that I got to the Pacific Ocean. It was in Mexico after I had graduated. I was about 18, and I just remember going and almost kissing the water because it touched Hawaii's shore.
Hmm. How did you become a Christian?
Well, that's interesting. You know, I've been a seeker for a long time, studying all kinds of different things. And I became a Christian because I went to the island of Molokai with the idea that I would I'd write a book about it. But Molokai is such a huge place, I found out. That I concentrated my whatever on the western end of the Kalaukui area. And I got involved with all kind of Hawaiian stuff, and I started finding implements and, you know, Hawaiian things. And then I got into making them. And I had a good friend who was a drinking buddy of mine, and I went over to visit him one morning. I hadn't seen him for a while. And so he said, "Hey, come inside, you know, what have you been doing?" And so I started to tell him, and he says, "Oh, no, no, that's not good what you've been doing, you know. Can I pray for you?" And it was about 1983. And I said, "Sure." And he opened the Bible, and it opened to 1 Samuel 15, and the scripture he read to me was, "Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as obeying the voice of the Lord?" And it was pretty powerful. I mean, I remember it, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I left his house, and I was going up over the Hauakeapali, which is going toward the Kalaukai area. And I pulled on the side of the road and kind of did it like a dry heave, and something like a bird flew out of my mouth. It's kind of feathery thing, and I've experienced a joy that I never had experienced before. I had no idea what this was all about, but I thought everybody could see it on me, and nobody did, except one person, and they said, "Hey, what happened to you?" Anyway, you know, I that began, that redirected me towards Christianity, and my friend told me, he says, you know, you, these tools that you're making, everything, you come down to our church and my pastor will help you. And so the next time I went to Molokai, where I was driving down to Kanakakai, and I was in a hurry, and I'm thinking, forget it, I'll see him later. And I somehow the car turned itself and went up on the hillside by the Jerusalem Apomaikai church. And there's my friend walking across the field. He said, "Hey, come, we've just been talking about you." So I went and I sat down with his pastor, a woman, Lehua Mokui Lima, wonderful lady. And we talked for a while, she and I. And she says, "You know, you just go inside the church and tell Jesus you're sorry, you know, confess all this to him. And those stones not going to bother you anymore." So I did that. And, a little while, you know, you don't know what Jesus is all about when you first are moving in that direction. And of course, I found out later, of course, it's by faith, right? Mm-hmm. So, I'm up there doing a portrait of a woman, beautiful, beautiful woman. And so I'm lining the camera up, and I've got her sitting down by the Wailua church on the stone wall. And she says, "Hey, is there any reason that you can't ask Jesus into your life?" And I couldn't think of a reason not to. So I said, "Well, but I'm not going to quit drinking." And she said, "Ah, never mind your drinking. You just ask Jesus into your life." And so I did. And when I got back to Honolulu, I thought, well, I better read the Bible now. And so I started reading the Bible. And maybe a year later, I was doing a job in Kapalua. And it got to be late, so I left the job and I went to go buy a six-pack at the store there. And the place was closed. And evidently they didn't sell liquor after 10 o'clock or beer or anything like that. So I just got this headache and I never drank after that.
Mm. Wow. Praise the Lord.
You're listening to Phil Spaulding. Phil Spaulding. Hailing from Hawaii, then he goes to Cambridge, Massachusetts, Milton Academy, and then at the age of 18, he comes back, and the Lord, through his visits on Molokai and what he's doing at that time, the Lord is wooing him, drawing him, and he shares this amazing story. I'm reminded today, as we go to break, that the Lord is a God who woos us. The calling of the Lord, a gentle calling, but a purposeful calling. My friend, today, where are you? Can you hear the voice of the Lord gently whispering, gently calling you? You may think like Phil, "Well, I've got this in my life. I've got that in my life." When we come back, Phil Spaulding will share heart to heart more with you. You don't want to miss it now. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiowa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, this is not going to be very hard to remember. You can find out more about Phil. You can see his work at P3.smugmug.com. P3.smugmug.com. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer. Thanks for joining us. You might be tuning in right now or maybe caught the tail end of our last segment. You can get this program in its entirety as a gift. A gift to you, dear one, at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Before our break, Phil was talking about an opportunity. Is there any reason why you won't want to accept Christ? But he was there in a church taking pictures as a photographer. Maybe we'll spend a moment just kind of spinning back and finding out, how did he come from Milton Academy in Milton, Massachusetts, back to Hawaii? What took place? How did he become a photographer? Phil, how did that all take place?
Well, as you said, P3.smugmug. The reason it's P3 is because I'm Phil Spaulding the Third. And when you're the Third, why, they don't say your name. They just call you P3. Or they say Three. I really didn't like that nickname, but I went over and I was talking to my uncle who lived on Molokai, and I told him how much I hated that. And he says, oh, come on. He said, you have a nickname. That means they love you. And that made so much sense that I stopped objecting. Mm. And no, after high school, I came and went to the University of Hawaii, and I was an art student. And we had an assignment that I solved with photographs. And I felt so comfortable that I moved into the photography side. Mm. And I taught for a couple of years as a lecturer at UH. Mm. And then went to work in a camera store out in Hawaii Kai, where I met Suzanne.
Yeah.
And And then a couple of years I worked retail and then went freelance in 1979.
And so this is now where you're, which leads us to now where you are at Molokai, taking photographs at the church. Were you working on a book?
Well, I decided that I would get baptized. Sprinkled, I guess, is the thing. So I was at Holy Nativity Church then. And
this is in Ainahaina?
In Ainahaina. Mm-hmm. And one of the people in the audience, if you will, or the parishioners on that day, came out and talked to me afterwards. And he said, you're connected with Molokai. Why don't you do a book? And I said, yeah, right. And he says, come see me in my office. And he was the head of the Kalukoi Corporation, which had a resort at that time on Molokai. And I left his office a couple of days later with a check. And so I had to produce.
And was that another Phil?
That was Phil Boydston.
I know. That's right.
You knew him.
Yes.
That's right. He was a fanatic Christian like you.
That's right. Praise the Lord. Still is.
Suzanne's and my children, she used to go to the paddling practice that they would have on the Alawai, and she'd sit there on the table, on the picnic table, reading her Bible, and I thought, this lady's crazy.
But she was also praying for you.
Yeah, well, I didn't know that. In your talking, a lot of times you don't know that the Lord is calling you. Mm-hmm. And you've just kind of been moving in that direction, and you kind of even don't believe it, that there is such a thing as God's calling. And next thing you know, a little bit, I don't want to say a light bulb goes on, but it's kind of like that. It's like you start to look at things differently.
Phil, would you also say, did you experience a peace that you recognize as something different than what you had had? Not everybody does, but some people experience a peace.
Well, of course, I became a Christian, and it had repercussions in my family. Mm-hmm. And my wife just wouldn't put up with this. And so she left me after our son's graduation. And she was gone for 10 years and ultimately came back. I remember we went to hear Greg Laurie, good evangelist. My sister, well, first of all, my sister-in-law became a Christian. I was hiking on Kauai, and she said, oh, can I go with you? And I said, sure. And so she said, what have you been doing? And I was telling her about all the what I'd been doing, and this actually answers your question here. And on the way back, she says, I want what happened to you to happen to me.
Mm.
And I didn't know what that...
Isn't that wonderful?
What was that? I had a prayer in my Bible that was a Greg Laurie prayer of commitment. So I handed her this piece of paper. And when we got back to Honolulu, when I got back to Honolulu, she called me a few days later and said, that prayer, I prayed that. Can I go to Bible study with you?
Wow. Phil, that's wonderful.
And so she started to, we went to Calvary Chapel Bible study, and then she started going to church there.
We talked about loneliness,
mm-hmm,
and being a loner.
Mm-hmm.
So Phil, explain, what that means. Is that the same thing, or is it different?
Well, it's interesting.
In your case.
Yeah, no, in my case, I put that in my testimony because I always was lonely. I kind of had a longing for, I'd like to say Hawaii, but it was more than that. You have a longing in you.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's searching. Yeah, and so if you're searching, you're kind of going towards something, and I had no idea what I was going towards, but I was just continued a search, you know. Mm-hmm. Actually, the Hawaiians called it Kaimi Loa. It's the long march, sort of. And that's what our life is. Anyway, when you meet Jesus, when I met Jesus, at first, of course, you don't know what's going on. It's a strange. You say, "Well, I'm going to try this," and then you look at yourself and you say, "You know, you better stick to it a little bit," and you begin to understand or to get a sense of what that means, and then you learn about all the other things if you continue, and you pray and read the Bible. You grow, and so that you aren't alone anymore. You know, you really are participating with somebody else.
You know, Danny, this is so valuable for our listeners. There are people out there that are experiencing loneliness or feeling like they're alone that I pray are really resonating with what Phil's sharing today.
Let's describe this a little bit further. The fulfillment that you experienced in your relationship with Christ.
Well, you don't have any idea. You know that when you first come to Jesus, why you know that, oh yeah, I committed sins and all like that. But you don't have a sense of that you're any worse than anybody else. But as you grow in your faith, why you begin to see things that are revealed about you that you never knew. And I don't know if this answers your question or not, but like in the 12-step program, lots of people that they have a thing where you make amends. Well, the Lord pointed out to me some of the people that I had hurt, so I had to go and face them. And boy, I resisted that, let me tell you. But invariably, I would go, and the Lord would just completely bless it. The person that I would apologize to would say, "Oh, I'm so happy you came. You know, I'm glad you came to see me." And they, yeah, never mind that. You know, they would dismiss whatever hurt I'd done with them.
And there are listeners that think, I can't go to church because I need to change. I need to do this or I need to do that. Or
first.
Right. I can't go to church because that's exactly right. I've got to change. And it's so important to help our listeners realize God's the one that does the changing, and he does it in his perfect time, in his perfect way, because he accepts us just as we are. And so, and I went through the same thing, Phil. I ended up having to write notes to people asking their forgiveness for ways that I didn't even know I'd hurt them. But the Holy Spirit just laid on my heart, you need to write a note to so-and-so. And I had some very wonderfully restored relationships because of that.
I see Phil nodding his head. Yeah. We're going to take a quick break now, but when we come back, you're touching on something that's very sensitive, but it's also very necessary because, well, number one, it indicates that the Spirit of God is at work. The Amen. Spirit of God, it's a sign of the Spirit of God's movement. Second is an indication of a repentant heart. That is a heart that is willing to turn from my way to God's way, turn to what I think is the way to do things to the way God. So when we come back from our break, we'll talk more with Phil about this. It's really a moment that, as we speak on this level, it cannot be scripted. It's just Phil sharing out of his heart, Suzanne, you. But at the same time, the Spirit of God is guiding us, because someone today is hearing the call of God, the woo of God. And it's like Phil said, a light comes on. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
So Phil Spalding became a believer, and but his relationship at that time with his wife changed rather dramatically, and he made some decisions at that time that may be a challenge for someone today who might be listening under those circumstances. We'll talk a little bit about that. This is the Good Life radio program. Danny Yamashiro here, Suzanne Maurer, Phil Spalding with us. You can find out more about Phil, see his photographs at P3. You know, he's Phil Spalding the third. P3.smugmug.com. P3.smugmug.com. This show, get it in its entirety. It's a gift to you at thegoodlifehawaii.com. So, Phil, what decisions did you make when things began to change with you and your wife shortly after you became a Christian?
Well, my wife, I had become a Christian, and she knew I'd become a Christian. So I remember before she left, she said to me, she said, "You know what? Why don't you go find yourself some nice young Christian girl? And never mind me." And I remember thinking, that's a good idea.
Oops.
Except somehow I never got around to it. Mm-hmm. And 10 years later, she came back. And it's funny because... you know, there's nothing better than a restored family.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that because Our children have gotten married, and it's wonderful to have my wife there. I photographed a lot of weddings, and often the people will say, now, this is my father and his friend. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this broken family is all over the place. And it's wonderful to go to a wedding with your own family.
Mm-hmm. During that 10 years...
That's when I met you.
That's when we met.
Yeah.
How did you make it through?
I have no idea. You know, I mean, I'd have to say it's Jesus and it's the prayers of my friends and, you know, my involvement with my church. And I went on several mission trips to Mexico, two to Mexico and one to Indonesia and Thailand. Like that with my pastor, and it was great. You know, it's being a believer. Well, what's that song? Do you believe in magic? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe in the magic of Jesus. Mm-hmm. You know, in other words, he transforms your life if you let it. What you were saying earlier. Is, you know, the Lord wooing you and like that. We were talking about that. Mm. So many people often say, oh, you got to come to church. You got to go to church. And it's not about going to church. It's about discovering Jesus's love for you. Mm. And then go to church if you want. You know, so many. I remember. I have a good friend who was an alcoholic, and he used to dare the church. He would go sit in the back, drunk, and nobody give him a hard time or anything. And then, little by little, he stopped drinking and he started moving forward, and he became very involved in leadership of the church, mm-hmm. and more than a few people.
Well, the Lord has. You know, when you mentioned your pastor, you mentioned your church. We're talking Kamaki Christian Church.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kamaki Christian Church, Pastor Ron Arnold.
And his wife, Dee.
Dee, yes. Phil, as you developed in your career, people see you at events, Hawaiian Islands Ministries, other corporate events, weddings. What has the Lord taught you in the course of your career, in the years that you've served families and companies, in this gifting that he's given you as a photographer?
Well, the one thing is don't be uptight. You know, don't try to force your viewpoint on people. Here's an example. I was asked by a friend of mine who's gay, if I'd photograph her wedding. She says, do you have a problem with that? And I just hesitated, and it's almost like went off in my mind, love trumps everything. And so I photographed it. I did say to her, I said, there won't be a lot of kissing, will there? She said, no. Don't worry, Phil. You know, it's about being who you are.
When you say, I'm still a loner, but no longer alone, what do you mean by that?
Well, in a very simple way, I have somebody to talk to now, and that is the Lord. It's by faith, of course. You don't see your friend up there, but you talk to him, and you tell him, you know, well, a good example of this is, you know, before you become a believer, you have, you don't know how to pray. So that's what I did. I went into the Bible there to look, to see the way people prayed. And, lo and behold, there's these wonderful prayers. I mean, that, you know, for instance, One little thing, and it's up your alley here, God's telephone number, Jeremiah 33:3. Call on me and I will answer you and show you great and wonderful things you do not know. Or if you're having trouble with your life, you can ask the Lord, search me, O Lord, and know my heart. Try me, know my anxious thought. See if there's any hurtful way in me. Lead me in the everlasting way. And then the great prayer of Jonah's, in my distress I called on the Lord and he answered me. I memorized these things in order to, you know, when my mind couldn't think of things, I would pray the scripture.
Mm-hmm. Phil, when did you start with Hawaiian Ministries, just for fun?
Oh, that's interesting. I was a believer then. I photographed my first one at the Ilikai Hotel.
Well, that's right at the very beginning. I mean, that's about 2 years into it.
And this year I missed the first time in about at least 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I always remember Phil as just a fixture. He's always there. And
exactly. Well, he's going to be there for us, Danny. We're going to have the 20th anniversary of the Hawaii Family Forum in July, and Phil's going to be there taking our pictures.
You know, Danny, when I first met you, I just, the way you were preaching at, I'm trying to think why I was there, and I think perhaps Tony Tam Singh was doing the music or something.
Right. Tony shared his testimony, right? And he played. Yeah. We couldn't have him just share his testimony and not play. So he did both.
But you got up there and you preached the gospel. And it was almost a Elmer Gantry style, you know, this hold the Bible and reach down with your face into the people's, you know, it was terribly photogenic.
Well, and Danny, can we share that you didn't even know he was taking pictures? Tell that story a little bit.
I got the pictures. You sent the pictures to me, Phil. You remember?
I don't remember.
I get this packet of black and white photos.
Yeah. About a week later?
It was after the event, and I'm thinking, who took these pictures? And how did, I mean, these are from behind. I mean, you had angles that, anyway, we'll talk more about the angles of the picture, because it relates also to how God sees us in different ways, in different places, at times in our life when we don't even realize.
Amen.
But God sees and God knows and God loves. Amen. When we come back from our break, more from Phil Spaulding. Yeah, we go back. And it's a very tender time. Like I was saying, Suzanne, that was the crusade that we had at Farrington High School Auditorium, 1996. That was the last one my mother saw. Mm-hmm. And she passed shortly after that. Mm-hmm. But the pictures that Phil Spaulding sent have had an indelible impact on our ministry. And
I'm
going to
say that
it
was a divine appointment from the Lord, because you didn't even think you had a photographer. And well, there was Phil.
That's what we talk about, divine appointment. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives. how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, Phil Spaulding, photographer, p3.smugmug.com. You know, when a picture is taken, it does freeze the moment. And you can go back, you can look at it, you can reflect on it, you can relive it in your mind.
Yes.
And people, you can do it together as people look, well, he has had that kind of impact on our ministry through the years. And I know many others.
Thousands of lives.
Not just nonprofit Christian-based, but corporations, weddings, and so much more, book publications. Phil Spaulding, but before our break, we were talking about that event that you came, and that's where we met, Phil, after that, when you sent me those pictures. But the angles were just stunning to me. And of course, I was quizzical because I'm thinking, how did he get back there? You know, I mean, he's taking it from behind me and the size. But here's the thing. The Lord, in his gaze of grace and love, knows every angle of our lives.
Amen.
And your image is known by God. He knows. Mm-hmm. And it's not just the image that we try to portray. Sometimes, like in my case, sometimes, you know, I'm trying to project something that is somewhat here. Look at this, because I don't really want you to look inside. Because if you really knew what was inside here, well, you might not like me as you. You like me. So I'd rather you like my image.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord in his image, the pure image of Almighty God, allows us to conform in Christ to his likeness. And Phil Spaulding, the heart and ministry that you have, when we think about photographs, we're talking about images. But you are talking today about the image of Christ that is formed and shaped in you. What would you say to someone today, Phil, who's going through a really challenging time? Maybe their spouse or someone that they hold very dear has left them, maybe chose to leave, or maybe they are broken because of someone's health and passing. Maybe they're at a point of financial despair. Maybe a child has broken their heart. Or maybe for a child, a parent has broken their heart. Let's talk to shattered lives today, Phil. You know what that's like. We've experienced it in our own moments.
Yes.
What do you think the Lord would have you say at a time like this?
I think that the Lord just, he loves it when we cry out to him. But more than that, when you have a friend or when you are hurting, it doesn't hurt to tell somebody else. And so the real thing for a believer would be to be able to listen to them and to not not to be so judgmental, not to be judgmental. Mm. Our tendency is often to judge people, mm-hmm. and God doesn't do that. You know that whole story about the woman caught in the act of adultery, where they bring her in to, you know, go after her, and Jesus says, you know, let him with the who's without sin cast the first stone, and they all leave, and he says, I don't condemn you either.
Just sin
go,
no more.
Go and sin no more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so, you know, he just wants you to keep coming to him. And I say, you know, for me, the hard times that I have right now are I'm getting older, weaker, and at night it's hard sometimes to sleep and not have just dreadful thoughts. And, I'm just even saying the name of Jesus, repetitively, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things that I, during the hard time with my wife, when I first was going through that period, I think I went to, I read, you know, you read all this stuff, right? I think it's Psalm 95, because come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. And it goes on. And so you don't know what to say. Things are horrible and everything else. So you shout for joy to the Lord. As contrary as that seems, it works.
Mm-hmm. You choose joy.
You say, I don't know, you choose it. You say it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Lord chooses you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you call on him, he answers you. Mm. You may not like what he says sometimes.
Pray. Pray.
Yeah.
Phil, can you pray, please, for our dear friend right now who may be, you know, back against the wall, tough time, struggle.
Or my friend who's sick with pancreatic mm-hmm. cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Heavenly Father, we just come to you, Lord. You say, you know, we don't have to be fancy in the way we say it. I pray for, Lord, for healing for each person that's mm-hmm. listening. And just open our wills and help us to let go and to let you work in our lives, Lord. And in our bodies also. Pray that you would just heal my friend mm-hmm. and heal our listeners, Lord. Encourage us, strengthen us, grow us in the wisdom of you. Help, open our eyes, Lord, that we might know you better. I pray that in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Wonderful.
Phil, you traveled to different parts of the world on missions. And you mentioned Indonesia. What do you remember about Indonesia that stands out?
Wonderful, wonderful country. We went to the island of Timor, which is the far eastern end of the country,
mm-hmm.
and we ministered in these remote villages. And we all, you know, y'all got to say something after some kind of thing. So my job was to sing Kanaka Vai Vai. Nobody, you know, fortunately.
Let me walk through paradise with you, Lord.
No, not in English. Not in English.
No, but that's the translation. Kanaka Vai Vai.
Yeah, I had a good friend, evangelist Ken Tracy, there, and it's just so wonderful. You know, they would go into a village, and it was all local people that would come, local believers, and people would come, and we'd pray for healing for their vision or their whatever was wrong with them, you know, for healing and for salvation, of course. Because, you know, he chose us before the foundation of the world. He chose you before the foundation mm-hmm. of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. And that's before you even were around. So, you know, that's open to everybody that hears the call.
Mm. There's a tenderness in Phil. You can't see it, so I'll just tell you. Mm-hmm. When he prays, there's a compassion on his heart. A glint in his eye because of a deep feeling of pain. Well, I think the scripture talks about he who has been forgiven much loves much. Mm-hmm. And we're here, dear friend, to remind you that you are loved. And you might feel like a loner, but you don't have to live lonely. And Phil Spaulding is a testament of that in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Phil, as we wrap up our show today, thinking about Mexico, thinking about Indonesia and East Timor and the work that you did there, a parting shot of encouragement as we wrap up our program today.
For me?
Yes.
You know, you don't, it's not intellectual. Believing in Jesus, it's that now I lay me down to sleep kind of. I pray to the Lord my soul to keep. It's that kind of entrance into a relationship with Jesus. It's our Father who art in heaven.
It's almost childlike.
It is childlike.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is.
And that, yet extremely profound,
yeah.
Life-changing. Mm.
You know, you feel things. It's not just just reasoning. Of course, God has given us minds to think and process. But sometimes we make things overly complex. Phil Spaulding, thank you for your mm-hmm. your gentleness and the heart of clarity that the Lord has given to you. For coming today to share. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
Reasoning comes later.
Heartfelt words from Phil Spaulding, p3.smugmug.com. God's timing is perfect, my friend, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, and I pray you will do that. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. To make a donation with your financial support, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. And I just thank you. Thank you in advance. 2 Corinthians 3:18, but we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord, the Spirit. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Phil Spaulding, p3.smugmug.com. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Nelson, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.